You're listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show on the Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. Dr. Brenner was selected as a top dentist by the Connecticut Magazine, recognized by Continental Who's Who as a top dentist for Connecticut for her role as an owner and dentist at Bethany B. Brenner, DMD, LLC, and for her outstanding of obtaining her mastership in Disclusion Time Reduction, DTR. She is the fourth person in the world to receive this title. But this show is about your sleep. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. You can also visit burlingtondentist.com. Now, Dr. Brenner. Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to The Sleep Show. Alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. You can reach Dr. Brenner very easily. 860-673-7155. Again, it's 860-673-7155. Online at the Burlington Dentist. .com. And then more towards the end of the show, I'll tell you what, I'll throw in an email address for you. And we're doing something, starting something really cool this morning. So you listen, if it's your first time that you've been able to tune in, this is a good one. And if you've been listening for a while, you're going to want to pay attention. And we'll get more into it. But we're going to take the first five callers today that you can get a free screening. Free screening. Huh? That doesn't happen every day. Again, 860. Write this number down right now. 860-673-7155. First five callers get a free screening. Well, good morning, Dr. Brenner. How are you today? Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
What's new? Oh, my goodness. I was talking to somebody. This has nothing to do with sleep. It has something to do with dentistry. More specifically, brushing your teeth. This is the stupid conversations that I have with people. But it's true. So we were talking. I'm like, I'm the kind of person where if there's something taped to my back, like, or if I'm dragging like toilet paper in on your bottom of your shoe, a good friend, I'm sure you've heard this before, a good friend will tell you, hey, or if you're outdoors,
got some salad stuck between your teeth.
Exact. Spinach actually does it for me. Or something's blowing around. You and I have very similar hair. Yep. So. A leaf in the fall, you know, like, you got a little stuff in your hand. I was like, oh, geez, it's from the trees, you know, while the wind was blowing. So it's so funny that you say that something was stuck in teeth. Well, what happened to me was I was eating spinach and I had no idea. You're talking with somebody over a meal and it's like, And this is how good, I alluded to this, how a friend is deemed as a good friend, told me that I had something in my teeth.
Right.
Thanked her profusely. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you knowing that. And I'm like, I'm trying to get it. And I go, it's still there. It's still there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, excuse me. I'm going to go into the bathroom. And I got it off. And we got to talking because she's like, did you have a toothbrush with you? And I'm like, no, you know. Mm-hmm. And I go, do you have one? She goes, well, no, but some people carry a toothbrush. And I go, well, no, but when I don't want to scare you. I brush my teeth a couple times a day. And we got on, the subject was this, how long do you brush your teeth for? And I'm glad I'm talking to the right person because I mentioned you. Mm-hmm. I said, I've always been told to brush around 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I said, but what do I know? I'm a talk show host. However, I know somebody who's an authority in that. Mm-hmm. I said, but I'm going to see her. I'm going to see her next week. I'm going to get verification. So, Dr. Brenner, Dr. Bethany Brenner, the burlingtondentist.com. You are a dentist. Is it true? Am I right? Is it around 2 minutes that you should be? Oh, really? I got that right?
You got it right.
Thank you. I wish I had sound effects
for
applause.
Our electric toothbrushes, and I particularly like the Oral-B Brun.
I use the Oral-B Brun.
Love that toothbrush. And they've now got it's very interesting technology, and they call it IQ. And it has magnets that work in it. It's not a more gear-driven kind of thing, so it doesn't make as much noise. It makes kind of like a hum. And they're wonderful. So interestingly, they have timers on them. So they give you a little, I call it a jiggle, as you're going along. So every 15 seconds, you get another little jiggle on it that says, oh, time to move to the next section, right?
Okay.
So you can do the outside of the teeth in a quadrant. So being half of the face, you cut it at the midline. You can do the outside, then you can move on to the next outside. Then you can do the inside, another inside. So about every 15 seconds, it gives you enough time to brush your teeth. Now, if you have fewer teeth, sometimes there's little things that you can use in addition to the toothbrush that'll help. So one of the things, I had the same thing happen to me that happened to you. I was at the AquaTurf at a seminar, and I got some salad stuck in my teeth, right?
You didn't even know, right?
Do you know that not one dentist had a piece of floss on him, including me? We didn't have toothpicks and we could find in this place, right? AquaTurf, you'd think you'd have a toothpick in there. Nope. And so nobody had a toothbrush. Of course, I'm not going to use someone else's toothbrush. So I had to go out to my car because I always keep floss in the car. So I had to go out to the car to get the floss, right? So here I am flossing in the rearview mirror to get the salad out of my teeth. But it was very frustrating because I walked around the room. Anybody got floss? And I'm in a room of dentists, right?
Nope. Well, what do they say? Like the shoemaker always has the worst shoes in town,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Or those children aren't shoed. Yeah, exactly. Right. So it is what it is. So now I carry it everywhere.
Do they brush the backside of their front teeth?
Yeah.
I do.
And they brush it wrong.
Oh.
So they go sideways. So think horizontal, right? They brush the bottom teeth horizontal, and then they get all this tartar down there. So you want the handle of the toothbrush going straight up, to the top
of
your head.
I'm so glad I asked you this.
So you go up and down, right? And you do the same behind the front teeth in the front. So, yeah. And I often am saying to people, oh, and then I have these great little brushes. They're called Easy Cleaners. And you can only get them from a dentist because we have to buy it from the company. They do not sell it on Amazon.
What's an Easy Cleaner?
So they're a plastic stick, very short, probably 3-4 inches long. But they have a fuzzy end, and they come in different sizes, so from extra narrow to wide. And I want to say it's kind of like a mini pipe cleaner, okay? But you can also bend them.
Okay.
And they're faster than floss to pushing food out from in between the teeth. So you can go in and out, okay? And you can use it from the inside as well if you bend it. They are phenomenal. And, of course, I have them at my office, so we often suggest to people they might want to consider it. And the guys love it because they can stick it in a pocket, right? So it works out really well.
I am so glad I asked you.
Yeah, it's fun.
I knew you'd be the person.
Well, I'm not the only dentist.
No, but I have the.
Yeah,
you know,
we know you.
I know you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And I trust what you say.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I mean, you're a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you.
I learn something new every day that we do this show. Which kind of leads me into learning something new about a bruxism.
Yeah.
When we grind our teeth, bruxism, right? What's really happening with this?
So bruxism is a response to a nervous system degradation. I'm going to kind of say it like that. We grind our teeth for a reason, right? And one of the reasons is because we need to slow down the system that's now out of whack. There's something that's startled the system, affected the system, and I'm going to say it's our nervous system because the brain controls a lot while we're sleeping, right? We don't typically grind our teeth during the day, but I do have some people that do that. It's pretty rare. But when you grind your teeth, you're sending out brain dynorphins, and these are designed to calm high blood pressure, faster heart rate, to drop your cortisol levels and things like that. Those are the things that get all excited when there's a threat to the system, okay? Mm-hmm. So when we look at people's teeth, we look and see if they're grinding. And it's not unusual for me to hear from a parent that says, my 5-year-old's grinding his teeth and I can hear him from across the house. Okay?
Wow, that's loud.
Right. And so when we check these kids, right, because sometimes I'm not seeing them, they're going to a pediatric dentist. When I see them, we see enlarged tonsils, they have allergy issues, they're not able to breathe through their nose very well, so they're grinding their teeth. It's a movement of the jaw, right? And people, they'll do things when they're grinding their teeth they would never do during waking hours. The swing, the how far the jaw comes forward, these are not things that we would normally do. So people start to wonder why they're wearing down their teeth, chipping their front teeth, but they start to wear the back teeth down. So you'll see little flat planes on teeth that aren't supposed to be flat, right? So these are the clues that we look for. Remember, I'm always Sherlock Holmes, finding things and looking at things.
It's part of the gig.
It's part of the gig, exactly. So parents will say to me, why are they grinding their baby teeth flat, right? And so my comeback is it's an airway problem, right? We don't know why it's an airway problem until I see and assess the child, but it's an airway issue. So you think, well, okay, what else causes the airway to be? So we can have foods that swell. We've talked about this in other shows. Food that affects their nose, allergies that affect their nose, pollens, dogs, cats, things that are in their bedroom perhaps can be allergies to materials, duct systems, heating systems, air conditioning systems. It's a wide variety of things, right? So you, and I'm not going to fix every single thing that they have, but we're going to talk about what's causing it. When their tonsils swell up, I know they're mouth breathers, and we've talked about this in other shows. So why is that a big clue? So the tonsils are our first defense about pulling in things from the environment that will affect our lungs, right? So usually they're either toxins, allergens, can be things that they're eating, okay, because the food goes past our tonsils. So when they start to swell up and close off that airway, when the term has been kissing tonsils that the ears, nose, throat people use, then they want to take the tonsils out. Well, the whole idea is to get them to breathe through their nose and the tonsils will shrink down. So it's a lymphoid or a defense mechanism that our body uses to protect us. So it doesn't want any more of those whatevers going down. So I'll give you a really good example of food, peanut butter. So I'm not allergic to it,
but peanut butter.
There's a lot of mold in peanut butter and a lot of mold on certain peanuts. Okay. And people don't even realize that. So if you
haven't gotten sick yet, so.
Right. Me either. But I have a niece who's highly allergic to peanuts and any of those legumes in that family, because a peanut is a legume that's grown in the ground. Right. And so she can't eat regular peas either. She's allergic to peas and peanuts. And so severely, she has to carry an EpiPen. Now, a lot of people are going to, because you get on an airplane, you ever been on an airplane, and they're like, nobody can open up their peanuts.
Okay? Well, they don't even give you peanuts anymore.
Not anymore, because it's on, they got so many people with peanut allergies now, right?
How did that occur? One day, when I was a kid, everybody got a peanut butter or peanuts.
I know.
Just woke up one day, and all of a sudden,
more and more
people are allergic to it. What causes that?
Well, that's going back to the immune system again's on fire, right? So she had a child. And the ENTs are telling her, and he's just recently had his adenoids and tonsils taken out. He was stuffy, had ear infections all the time, and I'm like, get him off the peanut butter. Because we're getting peanut butter over at Grandma and Grandpa's house because they're not allergic to it. Okay? He can't have it at Mom's house because she's allergic to it. So I'm like, get him off the peanut butter. So you have to remember, the mother affects the child more than the father does. He only gives a couple of little X chromosomes to the child, but the mother, it's her body tissues that are forming this child, right? So if you have a mother that has the allergy, they're going to have a higher propensity for them to have sensitivity. Doesn't mean they're going to have a full-blown allergic reaction to it, but they'll have a sensitivity. So I had siblings one time. The sister has sensitivity, but not full-blown. She was the one that had the full-blown allergy, and the child, the male, who was 6 years old, did not. But his tonsils were so huge, and he was getting ear issues. I said, let's take him off. And I was able to treat them with my laser to shrink up the tonsils. Never had his tonsils or adenoids taken out. Okay, so we got Mom to stop the peanut butter for a few months. Well, he's back getting peanut butter, but he's grown. Okay, so when you grow, the tonsils can't close off your airway quite as quickly.
Okay? Why? Because as you, your body growing, that grows?
You have more space for the tonsils to swell up. Yeah. So, that's why they used to tell you that you will outgrow those tonsils by the age of 12. Did you ever hear that?
No, I never heard that.
Yeah. They used to say that when I was a child.
Do you still have your tonsils?
Yeah. But they came close to taking them out.
Many things, I've heard you say this in the past, many things happen when we sleep, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are they?
So the normal things are our heart rate's going to slow down. Okay. That's a kind of a normal thing while we're sleeping.
Right. That got that one.
Your cortisol is going to drop. Why? Because cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. So obviously that's going to go down to a low level because you don't want to be waking up periodically during the night. You're going to have your growth hormone. So I tell a lot of children, especially boys, you only grow while you're sleeping. Okay, because they don't want to sleep the 10 hours that they need. So I'm like, you only grow while you sleep. You only repair your body while you sleep. And this is true for all of the adults, right? You think, well, I'm not growing. But you do put out growth hormone. That's how we get new skin repaired. We grow our hair. We fix our internal organs. We fix a bruise. We need some growth hormone to do that, right? And the other thing is that we want to be in parasympathetic. So as we've talked over many, many sessions, parasympathetic versus sympathetic. Sympathetic is like fight or flight. I'm running away from the saber-toothed tiger. Parasympathetic is rest, digest, heal, restore the body.
Take your time.
Right. So we want those things. But what happens is that sometimes we get a threat to that nervous system, all right?
Okay. So then what happens to make it get off track?
Well, all you have to do is have a stuffy nose. Think how you wake up how many times because you can't sleep with a stuffy nose, right? That's a cold. But what if the nose isn't so stuffy, but it's enough that it throws you off track, okay?
Yep.
And you don't wake up fully, all right? But, for instance, I say to people, so alcohol, it's a choice, right? So I was with some friends recently, and one of the things they were doing is they were having a drink with dinner. I'm ordering my unsweetened tea. And then I'm explaining to the people who are ordering the sweet tea, I'm like, do you know which states get the most edentulous people? It's the southern states. Why? Because they drink sweet tea all the time. Next thing I know, they're changing their order on sweetened tea. But, you know, I don't know if they've got cavities or not, but that's a part of what we're feeding our system, right? So sugar feeds us more into the sympathetic side. And so that's not good, which is why one of the things I talk about is why food affects us. So eating a large meal, like a couple hours or even an hour before you go to sleep, we've talked about that. You really want to have 3 to 4 hours from that meal time. So actually the ideal time to eat is like 4 or 5 o'clock. Well, but some of us don't get home at that time, right?
It's hard.
So that's the whole issue of when you see people retire, they eat their main meal in the middle of the day, right? And they should because they want to have like a lighter dinner, like 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Then they can go to bed at whatever hour. So, but if you drink alcohol, we all know alcohol is going to disrupt our sleep. Even if you have one drink, just think about that, right? So what is alcohol? It's a toxin.
I don't know. When I have a glass of wine, I'm beat. That puts me right out.
So some makes you go to sleep, makes you drowsy. You think, oh, this is great. I can go to sleep easier. 3, 4 hours later, you're going to wake up.
I usually do anyways. 3, 4 hours, it's all I get. Let me do this really quick. Folks, you're listening to The Sleep Show along with Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron, and you can find her at theburlingtondentist.com. If you want to zip her over a quick email, you can certainly do that to drbrennerradio@gmail.com. Brenner is B-R-E-N-N-E-R. And that phone number, because I want you to take advantage of the free screening we're offering to the first 5 callers, 860-673-7155. I'll repeat all of those points of contact more towards the end of the show. I'm sorry. Please continue there.
So you want to kind of remember
what
is sympathetic, what is parasympathetic. So we talk about that. So the nervous system will see what I'll call restricted breathing as a threat, right? All of a sudden, your brain's not getting enough oxygen. What happens when you have a sleep apneic event? Well, it starts with the inability to breathe through the nose. So you're going to open your mouth and your jaw's going to fall back and then you're going to snore and you're going to have more breathing through the mouth. So people get dry mouths and they wonder why they have a problem, right? Mm. And it's pretty common and you're going to think, oh, it only happens to old people. Well, nope, it happens to a lot of people. It even happens to children. So is their mouth breathing while they're sleeping, especially with kids? That's another reason why their tonsils get enlarged, okay?
Okay.
So all during COVID, the one thing I said to my patients repeatedly when people were like, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm like, if you go out to the stores, you keep your mouth closed. You don't breathe through your mouth. You breathe only through your nose. The nose will kill off any of those invaders. Why do they do that? Because we have nitric oxide in our maxillary sinuses. It's designed to kill off viruses and fungi and bacteria that kind of try to go through the nose, right? So the nose is really important. And I always say, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? You lose the function of the nose if you don't breathe through the nose. So for some individuals, they don't know how to clear their nose. So I can teach a five-year-old how to clear their nose so they can breathe through their nose very quickly. Those are important things. So what happens when it sees the threat? Well, we slip into sympathetic. Okay. So as we've talked about that, what does that do? So that's another thing where we get more, we may not get a full apneic event, but we'll get what we call an arousal or you have to have 10 seconds or more of not breathing where you've stopped breathing for it to be considered a hypopneic event or an apneic event. If there's under 10 seconds, they count it as an arousal or a partial hypopnea. So when we're doing this stuff, you can get a lot of arousals. That's constantly jabbing at your heart rate. So it causes your heart rate to go up, your oxygen levels go down. How far do they go down? We don't want it to go under 90%. And I can't tell you the number of, and I just had this child that came in about a month ago now. And we're arguing with his insurance company. He has severe sleep apnea at 8.5 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
That's young.
Right. But never tested. Nobody's looking at it. The pediatricians aren't looking at it. No one's telling the mother this stuff. And so now the insurance company is giving us a hard time. This is his medical insurance. Now, you'd think this is a pretty serious thing with an 8.5-year-old. So he's already getting symptoms of some neurological issues. All right. And what are his? He's getting extreme anxiety. He's getting behavioral problems. He's getting ADD. And some of these neural pathways that are being created because of the sympathetic arousal that he's getting while he's sleeping is not going to be fixable. He's going to ingrain those pathways, and then it's really hard to change it. We can lower it, but once again, those are all things that need to be considered. Anyway, so we need to get into very deep restorative sleep, which we talked about. That's when your growth hormones are being released. So you'll get less growth hormones. I had a boy who came in at he's like beginning of 13 years old. And in a year and a half, we've now got him down. He's 1 to 2 events or 0 on his sleep apnea now. But when he first came in, he looked like he was an 8-year-old. He was what we call a failure to thrive. He hadn't grown. Well, you can't grow unless you get growth hormone. He shot up 6 inches the first year I was treating him. Okay? And all I'm doing is opening up his airway. All I'm doing is some orthodontic treatment to open up his airway. Okay? Then you think, well, why is that a big deal? Well, mom is already doing a lot of things correctly with the food and the diet, but he's not getting into that restorative sleep. So we need to drive them into parasympathetic. And so how do we do that?
That was my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you
so
do that?
So when I hold on to teeth, they hold on to the bones of the nose. So when I do an expander in the mouth, and I can do this in a couple of different ways. We don't have to turn a key necessarily anymore. So, and children are very pliable. They're very easy to fix. Adults are a little harder, but we can still do that with them. So we want to expand that nose. So now when his tissues in his nose swell up, we don't see the severe sleep apnea that we did when he came in because he was severe also. So we saw him grow 6 inches in the first year.
Wow.
Right. Failure to thrive. So when we talk about that's when getting driving him into parasympathetic, so he gets a release of growth hormone. So now he's really shooting up. Okay. So and he's now almost 15, he's on the tail end of 14, and he is still growing like crazy. Right. So it's very interesting when we see how the body just knows how to heal itself. It knows what to do.
Isn't that incredible?
I personally think it's a miracle. I think the biochemistry of the body and how this all works is so fascinating to me. And, of course, my mother always thought I should have gone into medicine. And I'm glad I went into dentistry.
I'm glad you went into dentistry, too. Hey. Or, you know, if not dentistry, what would you have done?
Well, my mother wanted me to be an accountant, too.
I don't see you as an accountant.
No, I'm definitely not that kind. My dad wanted me to go into medicine. And he said, well, you're smart enough to be the doctor. And I said, well, I don't know any women doctors. He goes, well, be the first. And I was like, I don't know. They don't get any sleep. And so he had me go across the street to talk
ironic.
To a dentist. And Henry talked to me for 2 hours, and he changed the course of my life.
You're very clear, though. You're a dentist. You're not a sleep doctor.
No, no.
Would you have done that? Would you have become a sleep doctor?
It certainly probably would have been on the cards for me. But, you know, I'm such a nutritionist in a different way.
You've been a nutritionist.
Well, but that's kind of like limited. Oh. I got to tell you, they're not doing the biochemistry the same way I'm doing it. So I'm looking at the symptoms of somebody, and what they taught, I didn't buy. So the whole, you know, we've now upside down the pyramid of food because of Bobby Kennedy and what he's done. And greens have now gone to, you don't want too much of that, mm-hmm. Versus at the beginning when we've been talking for 50, 60 years, greens were the big thing, right? And I personally think that was lobbying done down in Washington, D.C., because we had the studies a long time ago. And so, you know, lobbyists win. Monsanto won. We are not labeling GMO products. We have to put non-GMO on things so we know it's okay. But there's stuff in food, and we've talked about that as well. You know, we've got these little toxins, a little bit of arsenic with your apple juice. You know, Dr. Oz pointed that out like 30 years ago.
What's a little arsenic between a couple of friends over having some apple juice?
Exactly. So, and you think about the sugars that we give kids, and we wonder why they're like they are, right?
So basically, bruxism is a visible marker of an overworked nervous system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we really want to undo that. So we can do that a couple of different ways, right? So we want to make sure they're getting better food, and we want to stick closer to what Bobby Kennedy is now saying. We want fewer greens, better whole foods. You don't want to eat as many processed foods, and they've got a lot of chemicals in them now. So I've talked about this as well. So natural flavorings is a code word for 30 chemicals they don't have to spell out on the food that you're eating. So I don't eat processed food. When I make it myself, I'm making it with whole foods. So I don't put that stuff in my body anymore. But that's just me. I know.
Well, you eat healthy anyways.
We've had this discussion. Oh, yeah. I'm very funny. And people started looking at me. My mother told me in the 90s, she's like, you know, you're getting weird. And I was like, no, I don't want to become a diabetic like you. And she was she was in her candy. She had her candy stash. She goes, oh, no, I never did that. And I said, Mom, we all knew where your candy stash was, you know, because my sister would peel off the label and she'd sneak out some.
We all have our vices. I suppose there could be worse. Folks, if you'd like more information on this topic or any of the others that we've covered here on this show every weekend, simply head on over to theburlingtondentist.com, theburlingtondentist.com. Actually, if you've got a quick comment or a suggestion or for a topic or something, you know, just you can interact with Dr. Bethany Brenner very easily. Zip her over an email, drbrennerradio@gmail.com. Very easy to do that. And let's not forget what I was telling you all throughout the show. You're going to get a free screening to the first five callers. I would say, now that we're at the conclusion of the show, this would be the best time to call. Call right now, 860-673-7155. 860-673-7155. Again, first five callers right now get a free screening.
Well, make sure they mention it.
You got to mention the free sleep screen. Correct. Yeah. For Dr. Bethany Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to The Sleep Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long. You've been listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show here on The Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. Listen to The Sleep Show every weekend at this time for a better night's sleep. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155 or visit theburlingtondentist.com.